Hello, this is William Hemphill, and welcome to the Faith and Family Matters podcast, the show where we talk about ways to build our faith and to strengthen our marriages and families. Of course, I'm William Hemphill, your host, and I am both an ordained minister and a mental health counselor, and I work with couples to help strengthen their marital relationships, but I also work with individuals who are struggling with anxiety, especially as it relates to either perfectionism or imposter syndrome. So today's thought is, I would call it, pick up the pennies along the way, and it's a faith thought. Pick up the pennies along the way. It's an inspirational thought that I received from a friend of mine. Her name is Whitney Owens, and she runs the Wise Practice Community. She was talking about in a post recently about how oftentimes when she's asking God about making financial decisions in her family life or in her business, that the Lord would either confirm those decisions by showing her or by helping her to find some money. And so I thought, yeah, that's an interesting thought. Well, the other day I was actually doing my devotional walk in the morning. I will admit I was a little grumpy and complaining about some things. But as I'm walking and I go through listening to God, complaining a little bit, then listening to God again, I kept walking. Now, what was interesting, at some point I happened to look down and I saw a penny. And when I saw this penny, I thought about my friend Whitney's devotional thought and what she shared with us in her group, the Wise Practice Community. So I said, you know, Lord, I'm looking for some guidance and some financial decisions. You know, if you're with me and you want me to make this particular decision that I'm looking at and making my business, I'm not sure I have the money, but show me by confirming. Help me find some money. So I prayed that prayer, and I'll be honest, I prayed it not really expecting anything to happen. So I keep walking. Then all of a sudden I look, and there's another penny on the ground. I pick up the penny. Then I turn around and move again, and there's another penny. And then I pick that one up, and I look again, and there's another penny. I think overall it was about 6 or 7 pennies. I think it was 7 pennies total that I picked up, and I had to start laughing. I just started laughing in the midst, and I was like, God, you're so funny. I laughed because there were several thoughts that were on my mind. The first one was this: just thanking God for answering prayer. Even when I was looking for some fleece, I just threw some fleece out there to try to confirm a decision I was thinking about. God answered that prayer by having those pennies scattered out in different places on the ground. Now, what's interesting is, I can't speak for anybody else, but I know in my life, sometimes when I'm looking for God to speak to me or confirm something I'm trying to do, is I'll ask for some fleece, and sometimes God will show a sign. Here's the second thing. I really need to ask God for what I need. I really need to ask God for what I need. That was the second thought that came to mind. Because I did ask God for some money. I didn't specify how much money. And as I was sitting there laughing, I started thinking about, what if I would have asked God specifically for a certain amount of money? What would have happened? I didn't ask specifically for what I needed, yet God placed something there to let me know that the Lord was leading me and guiding me in this decision, even though I didn't get that specific. Third thought was this: it showed God's faithfulness. God meets us even when our trust has limits. The Lord met me where I was in that particular moment and time. Here's the funny thing. When I finished that discussion, I said, you know what? I'm going to have some fun with this. So I asked the Lord for something else. I asked for provision on a project that I'm working on in my business. And here's the crazy thing. God didn't provide money, but God provided an idea. God answered that prayer request with an idea that it is up to me to implement. I actually think that's an important piece. I heard a minister say the other day, said, God is not in the furniture making business. God provides the trees, but it's up to us to make the furniture. So God provided the idea. It's up to me whether I'd implement it or not, but yet and still God answered that prayer. When I think about this situation in my life and what occurred the past week, I'm reminded of that father in Mark chapter 9. The father had a child who was sick and who was being oppressed by a spirit. This father went to the disciples of Jesus, but the disciples of Jesus could not heal this child or cast out the spirit. So finally, this father actually went to Jesus. And when he's having a conversation with Jesus, Jesus says the following: all things are possible to those who believe. All things are possible to those who believe. Powerful statement, isn't it? All things are possible as we believe and trust in God and walk in what God has for us. What I thought was interesting was the father's response afterward. His response is, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. And I like to interpret it this way, especially in light of picking up the pennies along the way. Show me something that can confirm the faith that I have in you, Lord. Because unfortunately, I get a little bit shaky in my humanity sometimes, especially when there's resistance to the thing that I'm praying for, or it gets a little bit tough. Show me something that can confirm my faith that I have in you, Lord, so I can keep going and keep trusting in you, especially when things get tough. In my case, picking up the pennies was a way of God confirming his presence and grace in my life, and was a way of the Lord saying that I am with you even as you make these decisions. My encouragement for us is today, pick up the pennies. Pick up the pennies. Take those small nuggets of faith, take those small confirmations, and keep walking on in what God has for us. We can even be like the Father in Mark chapter 9. Lord, I believe. Help me when I struggle with my belief. And here's the faithfulness of the Lord. The Lord will answer that prayer also. This is William Hemphill, thanking you for joining us for the Faith and Family Matters podcast today. If you would like to learn more about working with me, please go to my website at www.faithandfamilyempowerment.com. Thank you very much and have a blessed week.